With us today, Minase Udumvile, to discuss the 2025 Japanese Film Festival. Minase, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Just very busy with a lot of the things happening with the festival.
So we've got a lot of exciting films being presented here. Do you have any personal favorites out of the bunch?
Oh gosh, so yeah, we have a packed program in the festival this year, but I can't really talk about the films without going into our opening film, which is called Kokuho, and that is one that I'm really excited about. So Kokuho means national treasure in Japanese, and this film, it's basically an epic drama. It's 3 hours long, and it covers the life of a kabuki actor and his career over 50 years. So for those who don't know, kabuki is a form of Japanese theater. So it's a very traditional aspect of Japanese culture. And the thing with this film is that it's on its way to basically breaking box office records.
I had a quick look at the cast, and there are big names in there.
The main character is played by Ryo Yoshizawa, who most Australians probably won't be aware of, but he is a rising star in Japan and is quite popular. But also Australians will probably recognize Ken Watanabe, who plays his adoptive father. And, you know, most people probably would have seen him in iconic films like The Last Samurai and Memoirs of a Geisha. And he is just wonderful in this film as well.
Speaking of cast members, are there any guests that we might expect to see?
In terms of talent, for one of our films called Chime, we are having a series of special guests in every city where JFF will be held. And that film will be accompanied by a series of talk events. It's basically a horror thriller film by the director Kiyoshi Kurosawa, who some people might be familiar with. He's a very acclaimed director, and he's most well known for his horror and thriller films and for his works that basically explore the human psyche. So yeah, in every single city where Chime will be screened, those will be accompanied by talk events, and they will just delve more into this horror film that will be screened, and it will also go into the director's career.
On that topic, what are the different states that the event will be taking place?
Yeah, so the Japanese Film Festival will be touring 5 cities around Australia. So it will be starting in Canberra, then moving on to Melbourne, Perth, Brisbane, and then finally Sydney. And those will be taking place at Palace Cinemas around the country.
So if you want to see every single breakdown of the movie, you go to each one.
Yeah, pretty much. I was looking at the descriptions for them, and all of them seem really interesting. So
So wrapping up soon, as the festival programmer, what is your favorite part of your job?
Oh gosh. It's kind of hard to pick, but as someone who programs for the film festival, I have to like movies. So being able to see like all these films ahead of time and just enjoying them and trying to think of what would be good for the program is always fun. I mean, of course, sometimes there are some not so great movies, but when I get to see a really good film or one that I already wanted to watch, it's always a highlight for me. And of course, like, when we're picking these films, we're hoping that everyone enjoys it. And then when we hear feedback from fans of the festival, some of whom have been attending for years, I find it very rewarding to hear if they enjoyed something or if they thought a certain opinion of it, because, I mean, that's what movies are all about.
How do people get there? Where can they find tickets? And when is it? Specifically, where in Sydney?
So in Sydney, the Japanese Film Festival will be kicking off on November 27, and it will be taking place at Palace Central, Palace Norton Street, and Palace Mall Park, which is a venue that we recently added because they just recently opened. And for all the information about the films in our program and ticket links, you can head to our website, which is japanesefilmfestival.net.
Thank you so much for your time, Minase.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.